Welcome back. Top of the second hour. Phone lines are open. Let's just get to the point here. You know, this is, I suppose, maybe high level stuff. This is how things are working. Why these groups are being created. Really, it's all the same. You know, two sides of the same coin, if you will. All sides of the same coin. But I was mentioning this before the election. Hayek's The Road to Serfdom. What we see happening with these movements, these groups, Women's March, Obama's Organizing for Action, et cetera, and a number of the outlets that are funded largely by Soros, Open Societies Foundation dollars for community action, Marxist provocateur Alinskyite community action. For what purpose? Again, to create essentially a totalitarian caste, if we're not careful. So, just to cut to the chase and get back on track, from Hayek's The Road to Serfdom, Chapter 10, Why the Worst Get on Top, the three main reasons why such a numerous and strong group with fairly homogenous views is not likely to be formed by the best, but rather by the worst elements of any society. He wrote, by our standards, the principles on which such a group would be selected would be almost entirely negative. First of all, you have those whose well, as Hayek put it, first of all, if we wish to find a high degree of uniformity and similarity of outlook, we have to descend to the lower regions or the regions of lower moral and intellectual standards where the more primitive and common instincts and tastes prevail. This does not mean that the majority of people have low moral standards. It merely means that the largest group of people whose values are very similar are people with low standards. It is, as it were, the lowest common denominator which unites the largest number of people. If a numerous group is needed, strong enough to impose their views on the values of life on all the rest, it will never be those with highly differentiated and developed tastes. It will be those who form the mass in the derogatory sense of the term, the least original and independent, who will be able to put the weight of their numbers behind their particular ideals. We've been seeing this happen. Look what is advocated in the media. I mean, more and more of the movies and television shows that you see are completely morally debauched. There's so much filth that goes over the airwaves these days, whether it's music or television or movies. It's just filth. It's almost unfiltered, unfettered filth. And this is contributing to this moral debasement that speaks to Hayek's words, creating a larger and larger homogenous group of the mass, as he puts it in the derogatory sense of the term. The least original, least independent, who will be able to put the weight of their numbers behind their particular ideals. And we've seen this. We've seen now a growing call to eliminate the Electoral College, to vote by popular vote. Where would that leave the bulk of America? That essentially means that about half a dozen large metropolitan areas across the country vote, and the rest of the country is left out in the dark, out in the cold. I suppose if you're a tyrant, that sounds like a great idea. Number two. Well, to continue with Hayek's words, if, however, a political dictator had to rely entirely on those whose uncomplicated and primitive instincts happen to be very familiar their number would scarcely give sufficient weight to their endeavors. He will have to increase their numbers by converting more to the same simple creed. How? Think about these organizations like Organizing for Action, the Women's March. We've played clips of, for example, Jesse Waters interviewing the Women's Marchers. Waters did a brilliant piece on the Women's March, I would say, and how absurd the march was. It was, you know, women marching for recognition and respect, wearing costumes. You're marching for respect, wearing a costume that is blatantly disrespectful to yourself and to all women everywhere. Is that not ironic? Very weird. So a political dictator needs to swell these numbers. He will have to increase their numbers by converting more to the same simple creed. How? Here comes in the second negative principle of selection. This, number two, is the key. When you think of these groups, these are the words that should echo in your mind. He or she, obviously, will be able to obtain the support of all the docile and gullible who have no strong convictions of their own but are prepared to accept a ready-made system of values if it is only drummed into their ears sufficiently loudly and frequently. It will be those whose vague and imperfectly formed ideas are easily swayed and whose passions and emotions are readily aroused who will thus swell the ranks of the totalitarian party. These are those folks. And since we are conditioned, since we are conditioned, for lack of a better word, can't think of the other one, starts with a P, into this herd mentality, it's all the more easy to drum these slogans into their ears sufficiently loudly and frequently. Simple slogans. Yes, we can. Yes, we did. Yes, we can. Those kinds of slogans. Talking about Obamacare, repeal of the Affordable Care Act, and what it means. And obviously not dealing with the issue of problems like Obamacare architect Jonathan Gruber talking about the fact that it's going to pass because of the stupidity of the American voter, which is essentially a quote from Gruber talking about the Affordable Care Act. Americans aren't going to look. They're stupid. And therefore, many people will be penalized or injured financially, that is, by it. We can just focus on these little simple, oversimplified talking points. You know, 20 million more Americans have gained health care coverage. The nation's uninsured rate is an all-time low. Then why are coverage providers bailing out left and right? Why are so many families... I've seen stories this year, people are finally seeing a couple of years later. Remember a couple of years ago when we were talking about the fact that people would be penalized? Now people are talking about that. Wait a second, I'm being dinged on my taxes, $600, $800, $1,000. Because I'm not sick? Because I'm not paying for socialized health care? Because I'm not supporting the rest of the herd? This is what's happening. So, you know, we can't talk about that. We can't talk about the specifics. We have to talk about the generalized talking points so that those, again, who have no strong convictions of their own but are prepared to accept a ready-made system of values, if it is only drummed into their ears sufficiently loudly and frequently, can be propagandized into this herd mentality. And then, of course, victimizing each other through balkanization and more specifically, a beggar thy neighbor approach, where you seek benefits for a small minority at the expense of the majority. Obviously, typically, as is the case with the Affordable Care Act, to the injury of many, if not all, of the majority. And what does this do? This turns the heat up in the pot, stirs the pot, gets people all excited and anxious and upset with one another. This is what we're doing, or being encouraged to do, to participate in, which we should not be. We should be drawing the tension down in America. Meanwhile, on top of that, you keep seeing news stories from outlets like The Intercept and Pando and, Media Matters, speaking of Soros funding, et cetera, BuzzFeed and others, that I would say dovetail with the glasnost effect, fold into the glasnost effect. Meaning there is a hyper sensitivity to government corruption these days in America. And while it's good to shine a light on corruption, this hypersensitivity is designed in classic textbook Hegelian dialectical conflict fashion to produce a certain outcome, which is what? Well, the same thing that happened in the Soviet Union. The collapse of the Soviet Union, the death knell, was glasnost. So we need to keep an eye on that and be careful. To conclude Hayek's words, his sentiments, number two is key. We should be thinking that whenever we see these herds clamoring to march for no apparent reason, and now we have the Trump protesters, the Trump marchers. I mean, it's out of control. Look at what is happening in this country. The dictator, the despot, the tyrant would be scientific dictator in the case of America will have to obtain the support of the docile and gullible who have no strong convictions of their own. People need to have those, but are prepared to accept a ready-made system of values if it is only drummed into their ears sufficiently loudly and frequently. It'd be those whose vague and imperfectly formed ideas are easily swayed and whose passions and emotions are readily aroused. That's America today, the post-truth era. Less concerned with facts, more concerned with a persuasive argument. Those whose vague and imperfectly formed ideas are easily swayed and passions and emotions are readily aroused, who will thus swell the ranks of the totalitarian party. And the last point, it is easier for people to agree on a negative program, on the hatred of an enemy, on the envy of those better off, than on any positive task. The contrast between the we and the they, the common fight against those outside the group. We hear that in America. We obviously that is a point of view, an ideological bent that affects our foreign policy. I was reminded yesterday of Alison Weir's work, If Americans Only Knew, her efforts to tell people that, you know, these narratives, one in particular, obviously what I would call the Israel narrative or the AIPAC initiative, if you will, we need to maybe investigate that a little more closely. The otherizing of folks, Palestinians in this case, to learn the real story is a complete inversion of that narrative. To see how folks are unpersoned in Orwellian fashion who oppose that narrative is astonishing. But the contrast between the we and the they, as Hayek put it, the common fight against those outside the group, seems to be an essential ingredient in any creed which will solidly knit together a group for common action. You hear it these days in the vitriol, Democrats, Republicans, conservatives, liberals. It's too much. The otherizing of those outside the group. If we're Americans, we're not outside the group. These specious monikers, African American, Asian American, dividing folks up, even the seemingly innocuous monikers, man, woman, you know, black, white, whatever, whatever corner of society folks come from. We should be respecting the differences rather than vilifying one another along specious lines, party lines in particular. It's sad to see how easily we are divided up against one another to fight with one another in this country. And again, if we would, in Jeffersonian fashion, learn the lessons of history, we would be able to spot this ambition and root it out. So go to the phones real quick. Take a break here for a second and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Well, I appreciate you taking my call, Chris. You know, I'm going to try to do this in a way that will link it together, but Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yeah.
To what is more perfect, and let me get this right. I'll give it to you in the Berean. And do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, for you to prove what is a good and well-pleasing and perfect will of God. Now, here's what we're dealing with, something that we want to think it's ignorant or it's evil people necessarily that are succumbing to this. Chris, I watched a video, you may be aware of it, that was created in 2006. It was a scientist that was developing an aerosolized vaccine. They had put people that believed in God in an MRI and found this red spot on the frontal part of their brain. And then people that didn't believe in God or were atheistic or agnostic, they put them in the MRI and the spot wasn't there. They read scripture to those that had the red spot and the spot enlarged. They read scripture to those that didn't have the spot and the back part of their brain where the anger and the hatred lies grew. Okay, so, and what this scientist said in his presentation was, we can fix these abnormal people with aerosol vaccine. The abnormal people, guys, to this scientist, were those that had a belief in God, strong moral convictions. They think we're sick. So what we're seeing, I believe, in the chemtrails, they may be trying to heal the Christians. But we're sealed.
Right.
They can't fix us.
Right. Interesting.
So I want to talk more about that. Saying.
If you have a second, stick around. We'll be right back, folks.
Yeah, I do.
Close your lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps. Ready to race to you. This is
almost the bottom of the second hour. Anyway, we're on the phones. We have John in Tennessee on the line. John, speaking of the chemtrails and the spots on Christians' brains, I'm not familiar with that story exactly, but it reminds me of a couple of stories. Yeah, I agree. The chemtrails, you know, healing or fixing the Christians. It's interesting. Fox News just did a piece recently on UFO sightings and how they've been on the rise in the last few decades. And apparently more UFO sightings occur in the United States than anywhere else around the world. And I thought it was interesting. I always think it's interesting to note that I don't ever hear of any what I would call real Christians, so to speak, which is redundant, I realize, but I think we need to define terms, obviously, in this day and age, if not all others. But it's interesting that you don't hear about real Christians seeing UFOs. I think most folks that understand what the Bible says and have any kind of point of reference back to Helena Blavatsky, Alice Bailey, the externalization of the hierarchy and that kind of nonsense, that really it's demonic activity. Typically,
absolutely, I believe it's interdimensional.
Absolutely.
UFOs exist. Anything that's flying that you can't identify by definition is a UFO, whether it's an airplane or what they call a spaceship. You know, it's interdimensional.
Well,
literally,
exactly. That was what was in the externalization of the hierarchy. Some would erroneously say that Alice Bailey wrote the externalization of the hierarchy. As the story goes, she channeled it from her spirit guide, her demon, in a trance-like state. So she didn't really write it. But that was what was in that book. You know, we need to create disturbances on the earth that will result in a tear or a rent in the space-time continuum to allow these ascended masters to come to earth or to return to earth to guide humanity, which again is obviously just a cover for demonic infiltration, a return to Genesis 6 and 11.
Well, and the thing is those that are without the Holy Spirit are not without hope. That's why it, and to risk sounding like being preachy, you know, when the Bible says, know ye not that you're a new creature, old things pass away, behold, all things become new. You recreate. I was recreated, okay? I personally, I believe, before I came to Christ, I was a human. I was Hugh's man. When I came to Christ, I was a new creature. I was, and as failing and full of failure as I am a man of God. You know, I'm not what I'm going to be, and we've heard it said so many times, thank God I'm not what I used to be. Well, one day I'll be like him. And that's what we, you know, can you imagine what would happen if all of this vaccinations and the pollution of the food and the corruption of your atmosphere and your environment had no effect? Christians are in the way to these people, man. We're their enemy. And the Bible says my people perish for lack of knowledge. They can kill this body, Chris. They can kill me, but they can't have me. And the older I get and the more that I understand God's word, I realize, like Paul, you know, death, where does I sting? You're gonna send me home? You know, you're going to send me home? Think about that. Do you want to live in a world that is run by the devil and his demons and live in servitude? The Bible says, well, basically, what are you going to fear? One that can take your life, or fear God who can take your life and cast your soul into hell? You know, yep, I've got exactly. A whole lot more. And that's the thing, fear of death. Why are you afraid to die? Well, because you're not certain what happens after death. And if what I'm saying, and so many others have said, is true, you can deny it all you want. But if you have the knowledge that is being presented, and you choose to reject it, you still have the accountability. Still, you're not ignorant. So anyway, I didn't mean to get off like that, but there's so much in there.
Public Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. NaturesYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Welcome back.
Bottom of the second hour of today's broadcast. Again, we're on the phones. We have John in Tennessee on the phone. You were making a point before we went to the break, John. You want to finish that?
Even to the point, you know, just you can go with a, I think it's a proton microscope, and look at the human gene. And there's a difference in the genes of Christians and people that aren't Christians. There's a gene called laminin. Have you heard about laminin that wraps around the gene and actually holds it together? It's a protein?
Yeah, we've actually talked about that on the broadcast. Okay. You and I have.
Mm-hmm. So by him all things consist, guys. And when you die, that body just turns to dust. It falls apart. You're held together, whether you believe it or not, by God. And they're doing their best to destroy. So all the things that we're saying, we're in their way. We're in the way of the plan of the deceiver. This, what the Bible says, is a ravening lion seeking whom he may destroy, literally devour. He has such a hatred that the only good person would be a dead Christian. The thing is, they can't fix us. Chris, they can't fix us. Think about that.
Fix is a relative term, obviously. Yeah.
They would love to heal us. You know, I'm like some kind of sick preacher. They want to heal us. And they want to do it with pharmaceuticals and sorcery and food and air and water. It's amazing to me, man. What a great time to be alive. Because we know. Anyway, I'll leave it at that. I'm sorry I took us to church, but that's what it's all about, people. It really is all about this spiritual battle. And if you don't know your enemy, if you really don't understand your enemy, you cannot win. So we got to know who the enemy is. We got to know who we're working for, or who wants all of us to come to work for him. All right. Take care. God bless.
Thanks, John. You too. Appreciate the call as always. You know, just to recap, I mean, three things that were kind of on my radar anyway that John brought to mind. Again, the chemtrails. There's a chemtrails video on the Road Warrior Radio Facebook page and Republic Broadcasting Facebook page too, I believe. Dealing with the subject of chemtrails and specifically kind of the overlooked aspect or elements of the chemtrails story. Those were posted earlier today. Just looking for that real quick. The title and it's the video is over at the website prepareforthat.com, but the title of the post is Researcher Says Planet on Verge of Converging Cataclysms Because of Chemtrails. It's about a 30-minute video. Who knows, we might play it later this week, but it's a great video. Climate modification researcher Dane Wigington points out the phenomenon called weather whiplash, talking about, for example, it's hot one day and then snowing the next, as it did recently in New York. Anyway, great video. Speaking of chemtrails, and we know they're real. There are a number of documents the government has released going back to the 40s through FOIA requests and other efforts that prove that weather modification is real. The Navy Warfare Weapons Department, for example, disclosing the fact that it used weather modification to influence troop movements in the Vietnam War. And that's just one example. Anyway, that story comes to mind. That's a great video. I encourage folks to watch it. The Spot on Christian's Brains that John was talking about, to me, again, reminds me of that Fox News piece on UFOs that I saw recently. That also is on the Road Warrior Radio Facebook page. And the title of that video, and it's it says it's a YouTube video, but it's actually a Fox News video. Worldwide UFO sightings hit all-time high. Again, my comment to that is part of the demonic conspiracy hint. Notice you never hear about sightings from true Christians. I say true parenthetically. And last but not least, when John says, essentially, what I hear, you know, do people really want to live in the devil's world? Again, I can't emphasize Genesis 6:5 enough. I've mentioned it over and over. Genesis 6:5 and the NASB translation specifically speaking to the fact that, you know, though people think, you know, we think we're good, we think we're doing good and the right thing, at that time, just prior to the flood, then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. We are being plunged into a society that operates in the very same fashion, I would argue. And so I think, to me, it's perhaps amply illustrated in, for example, the 2016 movie Gods of Egypt. With an all-star cast, it advances the age-old narrative, a la Genesis 6 and 11, regarding the gods of this world, and as they put it, featuring ancient Egyptian deities, as it's advertised. And, you know, just the way that the evil deities are kind of vaunted as good. This is what we see, layers and layers of evil projected as good. And this is an unfortunate reality we see in America today. Anyway, let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Glenn in Philly. Glenn, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, Chris. Hi.
Hey, Glenn.
A lot of things I'd like, I have opinions on about what's been discussed in the past few minutes, but I better prioritize and go my original point, which, oh, actually, I will make one point about, you're talking about Genesis 6. Be careful about the distinction between demonic activity and the fallen angelic activity. Demons are disembodied spirits. And this is why they want to get into human bodies. They possess, you know, this idea of demon possession. And the demon is an unclean spirit. Now, as to their origins, some people think these were the spirits of the Anakim, who were the hybrids between the Nephilim, the fallen angels of Genesis 6, and the humans. So then what you have is this half-human, half-angelic being. And then when they die in the flood, the spirits are liberated, but they're caught between the worlds. And this is why they desire to get into human bodies.
Which is precisely... Yeah, that's precisely why I mentioned the movie Gods of Egypt, because that's part of the narrative there.
Right, right. And then this is distinct, of course, from the activity of angels. Angels are transdimensional beings created in heaven, and the fallen ones can manifest physically and mate with the Nephilim can mate with the humans and appear. And, there are people, there are Christians who believe that the great delusion of the last days will be this... alien UFO disclosure stuff, where you're going to see, all these manifestations of the fallen angelic realm and stuff like that, or the Archangel Michael battling with Satan and then being cast down to Earth and, having great wrath, and it's all this transpiring during the tribulation. But anyway, I don't really go any further down that road. What I wanted to stick with man's inhumanity to man and man's own sinful machinations about Trump. You talked about you're talking about Jonah and Nineveh. I'm seeing this theme, and this is, I thought about this and prayed a lot about this when Trump was running. And America is clearly a very wicked nation heading towards judgment, tremendous judgment. And I saw, the Trump election, sort of as perhaps a Nineveh period where, Trump being analogous to the king, who wants to take America, back towards, now, not in a repentant and a religious sense, prophet calling the people to repentance and return to God, but turning away from the worst paths we were heading down, such as globalism and, just yielding to all this globalism foolishness to stand up to keep America, nationalism as opposed to globalism, and perhaps, sanity as opposed to all this transgender insanity, representing sort of a temporary throwback repentance, for our culture. But it sounds to me like this may not last long. Unless Christians are going to rise up and support, and Americans in general are going to support sanity and some of this craziness. It sounds to me like the communitarians, the leftists, the Bolsheviks, crazies are planning on fomenting violence in the streets as early as the end of March through April. We're coming up to May Day, the great communist May Day of May 1st.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I'm hearing the economists from all sectors saying that third quarter this year, July, August, September, is stuff is going to hit the fan at a very deep grassroots level. This idea of pumping up the Dow and trying to say the economy is good, that it sounds like, you look at all the layoffs going on now. Macy's, the 10,000, Microsoft, there's layoffs all over the place. Well, September, saying we're in a recovery. We're not in a recovery. We have a housing bubble. We have an unbelievably car financing bubble. And that if this stuff that I'm hearing, various economic experts saying third quarter this year. So between political discord in April, and economic downturn in the summer, we're heading into a very tempestuous year. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Absolutely. And I would also remind folks, this is, again, the centennial anniversary of the October Revolution. So I think, we've been hearing the machinations of a call for a Bolshevik revolution in America for years now, And I wouldn't be surprised if we get that sort of an October surprise to coincide with all that you're saying.
I would love to see somebody take Soros out of it. I mean, everybody, all these people from, you look at their foundations, the Clinton Foundation defunct, but you got Soros funneling money into stuff. You got McCain with his little foundation and his corruption and money laundering. You've got Obama starting his foundation now. You know, all this foundation money going into all this fomenting of upheaval, you know, and we had all the wearing of purple going on. Apparently the color, the chosen color for our color revolution is purple. You know, the Hegelian synthesis of red and blue and the color of royalty. This seems to be like what they want, you know, it sounds like end of March, beginning of April, beware May Day and all that stuff for the, you know, strife in the streets, and again, economic downturn in the summer. Things by the end of this year are going to be very different than they are now. Not to mention there's some pretty good possible earthquakes pending.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, speaking of that, I mean, 2 years ago, Russia banned Soros' Open Society Foundations. They were part of the, what do they call them, undesirables, I think, in Russia. And I mentioned the story late last year about, gosh, who was it? The
Putin managed to shut them down with Pussy Riot and all that stuff. He's tromped on that. And this is, I think, well, this is the reason they're attacking him so assiduously now. He's not taking the bait on the Crimea thing or on the Donetsk or the Luhansk and all these provocations. The provocations of putting all the armor and weapons on the borders of the, you know,
Poland,
you know, places like Poland and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he's not taking the bait, and they're attacking him mercilessly of this. And they didn't succeed in fomenting a color revolution there, so now it sounds like they may just do it here, you know, and foment, you know, somebody said something about civil war versus foreign war. You know, the proxy wars thing isn't working out too well, so they may well, you know, opt for civil unrest here in the U.S.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you make great points, Glenn. I don't understand why folks can't see this more clearly themselves. I was just
Normalcy bias is huge. Normalcy bias in a post-truth era. People want tomorrow to be like yesterday, and it is not going to be. And,
well,
you know, when...
it's... Absolutely, and you know, to kind of maybe dovetail that together with what John was saying, especially you know, not to put it in too crude terms, but I mean, if you don't have God in your life, then what hope is there for a brighter tomorrow if we are faced with the prospect that tomorrow might be darker than today or yesterday?
Oh yeah, I see these people with teenage kids trying to get jobs. When I was a kid, you just went out in the morning and you came home with a job.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not like that anymore. Gerald Celente is fond of saying, you know, when people lose everything and they have nothing left to lose, they lose it. But I would modify that a bit. A lot of people do. A lot of people, not having God as recourse, will lose it. But it, also, when people, when those who are seeking God and those who, yeah, and even those who are just sane secularists and everything, there's also an element when the going gets tough, the tough get going. So you can have this huge majority. You talk about the masses having common values. Yeah, humanity is sinful, no doubt. The vast majority of humanity is just a bunch of sinners. But they'll have all this upheaval. And this is, God has never been saving the whole world. He's always been getting a remnant to himself. It's always the small percentages that move the large masses. So whether it's a small percentage moving things for evil or the small percentage is moving things for good, you know, yeah, if things get worse, the masses are going to dysfunction, and those who are able to respond to God and even respond to sanity, you know, or will rise up and take a stand. You know, so. All right, Chris, thank you. Take care.
Thanks, Glenn. You too. Appreciate your call, as always. Stick around, final segment coming up right after the short break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Final segment of today's broadcast, just to kind of recap, I was thinking, speaking of the Soros ban, you know, there was the Russian ban of the Open Society Foundation and the Open Society Institute's Assistance Foundation, both financed by Soros. And it's interesting, you know, Russia has been kicking out the Western tech companies for about as long, and obviously, perhaps for their collusive dealings with the intelligence community. Russia doesn't want windows into Russia, so to speak. But it wasn't that. Remember I mentioned, I think late last year or early this year, Hungary, Soros native Hungary, banned Soros Open Society Foundation, which was fun. You know, when your native land bans your efforts. You know, the world is seeing these kinds of things, banning GMOs, banning Roundup and glyphosate for the obvious effects, deleterious effects it has on people, on the environment. Americans can't see it. I think Glenn is right. Normalcy bias is definitely in full effect. Let's go back to the phones real quick. in the final moments here and grab Renee in North Carolina. Renee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Well, I have a fun fact for you. Jefferson wanted a constitutional amendment but the Congress did not. The thing is, the Louisiana Purchase, they had no authority for that. And that was, you know, the entire middle of Louisiana. So Jefferson was trying to do it right, but Congress didn't. So they illegally purchased Louisiana, the entire midsection of the United States. The thing is, all these people, the good old days. The thing is, I actually listened to some people the other day. It's like listening to all that, you know, whitewash fairy tale history. And I felt like I was like watching, I was in an opium den or something and watching people pass the drugs around. I mean, they were like getting high off of listening to all this stuff. I mean, pay attention next time when people are talking about this history and they're like, I mean, they're like getting off on it, okay? And the thing is, they're not examining the whole thing. You know, this country, you know, that's why I was actually offended by something you said, that hypersensitivity to corruption. Obviously, you haven't been a victim. I have. The thing is, with JFK, RFK, MLK, 911, and it's been for a long time, United Fruit, we invaded South America for bananas. We took Hawaii for pineapples, sent the Marines and took Hawaii for pineapples. The thing is, a lot of people are addicted to the children's version of history because they aren't adult enough to look at the sins that this country commits. And I've noticed to be a real switch during Obama. Everybody was for a revolution on the conservative side. And now that Trump is in there, oh, no, we don't want to go too far. You know, it's always used, just like South America, and Smedley Butler pointed it out. They go, oh, we have to go in there because of the commies. It's always the commies. The conservatives use an excuse. When, in effect, they were going to protect business interests for the wealthy against the indigenous people of that country.
Right.
So the thing is, I'm suspicious whenever I hear that commie thing.
Right. We know that's never changed. That objective continues today. We're out of time, unfortunately. When I say hypersensitivity, what I mean is, again, kind of pointing to the glasnost effect. We need to root out corruption, but the hypersensitivity, I think, speaks to the glasnost effect. Anyway, that'll do it for today's broadcast. Renee, thanks for your call. Folks, I hope, as always, I hope it was informative. And as always, it is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.